Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1. This letter is from Paul. I am a missionary, an apostle for Jesus Christ, and God wanted me to work for Him. This letter is to those who belong to Christ in the city of Ephesus, and to you who are faithful followers of Christ. May you have loving favor and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us honor and thank the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He has already given us a taste of what heaven is like. Even before the world was made, God chose us for Himself because of His love. He planned that we should be holy and without blame as He sees us. God already planned to have us as His own children. This was done by Jesus Christ. In His plan, God wanted this done. We thank God for His loving favor to us. He gave His loving favor to us through His much-loved Son. And because of the blood of Christ, we are bought and made free from the punishment of sin. And because of His blood, our sins are forgiven. His loving favor to us is so rich. And He was so willing to give all of this to us. He did this with wisdom and with understanding. You see, God told us the secret of what He wanted to do. And it is this. In loving thought, He planned long ago to send Christ into the world. The plan was for Christ to gather all of us together at the right time. If we are in heaven or still on earth, He will bring us together and will be head over all. We were already chosen to be God's own children by Christ. This was done just like the plan He had. We who were the first to put our trust in Christ should thank Him for His greatness. The truth is the good news. When you heard the truth, you put your trust in Christ. Then God marked you by giving you His Holy Spirit as a promise. You see, the Holy Spirit was given to us as a promise that we will receive everything God has for us. You see, God's Spirit will be with us until God finishes His work of making us complete. And God does this to show His shining greatness. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and of your love for all Christians. Since then, I have always given thanks for you and pray for you. I pray that the great God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ may give you the wisdom of His Spirit. Then you'll be able to understand the secrets about Him as you know Him better. And I pray that your hearts will be able to understand. I also pray that you will know about the hope given by God's call. I pray that you will see how great the things are that He has promised to those who belong to Him. I pray that you will know how great His power is for those who have put their trust in Him. It is the same power that raised Christ from the dead. This same power has put Christ at God's right side in heaven. This place was given to Christ, and it is much greater than any king or leader can have. No one else can have this place of honor and power. No one in this world or in the world to come can have such honor and power. God has put all things under Christ's power and has made Him to be the head leader over all things of the church. The church is the body of Christ, and it is filled by Him who fills all things everywhere with Himself.